Number 9, Osprey.
Hey, Don, what's up?
I'm making a top 10 list of the best animals of all time.
What's on the list?
Dingo, aardvark, python, tapir, rhesus monkey, black widow, bullfrog, owl, osprey.
That's only 9. What's the 10th?
I'm not sure yet.
What about the hummingbird?
Tell me more.
Well, hummingbirds are really amazing. For one thing, they can hover in midair.
That is impressive. How do they do it?
Most birds flap their wings up and down, but hummingbirds move their wings in a figure-8 pattern. With each flap, they twist their wings 180 degrees so that they create a downward thrust on both the forward and backward strokes. If each loop of the wings is of the same strength, they hover. They can go forward, backwards, or sideways by tilting their wings in the direction they want to go.
Kind of like a helicopter.
Exactly. In order to hover, hummingbirds have to be really strong. Their wing muscles are 30% of their total weight. When a small hummingbird hovers, it flaps its wings about 80 times per second.
That sounds tiring.
It is. Hummingbirds have to eat close to 50% of their weight in food every day to keep up their strength. They eat things that are packed with calories and produce lots of reusable energy, like seeds, nuts, fruit, and nectar.
So that's why in those nature programs, you always see a hummingbird hovering near a flower and sticking its beak inside.
That's right. It's drinking nectar.
All right. You've convinced me. Number 10, hummingbird.
Number 10?
All right. Hummingbird is number 1.
This moment of science came from Indiana University, with underwriting from the Office of the Chancellor.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Susan Hengevelt in biology. There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For A Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.